Our story today is called True Christmas Joy by Tennant Morrell. 'Twas the day before Christmas a long time ago, and our beautiful earth was all covered with snow. Down the street with their sleighs came two manly boys who paused at the window to look at the toys. Already two others were there looking in, but their faces were sad and their clothes old and thin. And the little one said, "Is it because we're poor that Santa doesn't come to our house anymore?" The older one patted his wee brother's head and hugged him up closely. As softly he said, "Oh, maybe he'll come tonight, little Tim, if we ask in our prayers the Lord to send him." The little face smiled, but the boys saw a tear in the eye of the one who quelled little Tim's fear. Then slowly and sadly the waifs went their way to the place they called home, where that night they would pray. The boys with their sleighs followed closely behind, and neither one spoke, but in each childish mind a beautiful thought said as plain as could be, "I'll share with those poor boys what Santa brings me." When the two reached their home, to their father they ran and eagerly told him of their unselfish plan. He was proud of his boys, who now felt that same love that sent our dear Savior from his home above. Next morning, still thrilled with their beautiful thought, they scampered downstairs to see what Santa brought, and they, with the help of their father and mother, selected the presents for little Tim and his brother. And as the first light of dawn came into view, the two went their way with the toys bright and new, and crept very quietly up to the door where they'd seen the boys enter the evening before. As they hurried back toward their own Christmas joys, they could not even dream of how the other two boys, on finding that Santa had really been there, sent their joy to the one who'd answered their prayer. That night when the Santas were ready for bed, with the hand of their father on each curly head, they knew, as they thought of two poor, happy boys, what's the truest and choicest of all Christmas joys. Acts 20:35, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.